Hi, and welcome to the 5-Minute Business Boost, where you get to choose your 5-Minute Investment. I'm your host, Sam Nix, and I'll be discussing topics under the headings of business development, marketing, photography, and much more.
Welcome to the 5-Minute Business Boost. Today, I am talking about a favourite topic, and that is social media schedulers for small businesses. So, we all know that constantly showing up on social media is no longer optional. It's essential. Whether or not you're posting once a week, twice a week, three times a week, daily, how many ever times you can fit it into your schedule, and whether or not you're doing it in a scheduled way or an ad hoc way or however you're doing it, but it's really essential that we show up. So often it does feel like we're spinning plates while we're juggling flaming batons. And I know that's a really silly analogy, but that's somehow sometimes I feel. So, you know, between running the business, creating content, remembering it to post it, you know, something's got to give. And it is a struggle every week, every month. So for the last 12 months, I've been trialing paid and organic schedulers. So today I'm going to share some of the results. These tools, some are free and some have free trials, which I really, really suggest you consider, and some are paid. So this can really, I think, for many small businesses, transform your social game from frantic to fluent. But with fluctuating Australian to USA exchange rates, sometimes picking the right tool is a bit more than just a tech choice or criteria. It can come down to being a financial one. So why the hell would you use a social media schedule? So imagine batching your content once a week or once a month and then letting it post itself while you focus on your customers' life and running your business. That's not to say that you can't interject with, you know, the occasional daily story or a note or whatever you want to do in your social media. But if the bulk of the work is done and a social media scheduler has done that heavy lifting for you, well, you're going to gain some time back in your week. So that's the magic of a scheduler. So these tools can help you save time by pre-scheduling posts across multiple platforms. It helps you stay consistent or on key for brand recognition and engagement. The really good thing is that they will also track performance and they have built-in analytics. Now, I know Meta and Instagram and Facebook can track all those things too, but these guys can often track it across multiple platforms and give you a snippet in your dashboard of how everything's tracking. That I really love because you know me and data. Alrighty, so it also will allow you to collaborate easy if you've got a virtual assistant, a content creator or advisor on board, or if you've got a customized GTP. So what features should you be looking for? Now, not all schedulers are created equal, okay? They have come ahead leaps and bounds in the last couple of years, but here's a bit of a small business checklist. So you need to make sure that it's going to do multi-platform support. So wherever your social media channels are, whether it's Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, TikTok, or whether or not you should have a Google Business profile, it needs to be able to interact with that as well. It's got to have an easy-to-use dashboard. There's nothing worse than getting a scheduler and you do the free trial and you're still floating around in the dashboard trying to work out logically why are things placed where they are and it just doesn't run true to your workflow. It's got to have a good visual content calendar, and I like to toggle between weekly and monthly views just like I do in the Meta Business Suite. Bulk scheduling. You've got to be able to do bulk scheduling. So it doesn't matter if you're working off an Excel spreadsheet or a Word document, you've got to be able to have that option. Now, this is not a plus or a given in any of all the schedulers, but it certainly does help. And that's an AI-powered feature like caption help or best time to post suggestions. Not everyone has it, but those that do, it is quite a good plus. Of course, analytics and performance insights, like I said, got to be able to see that as a bit of a snapshot right across the dashboard. Team collaboration tools. So if you're actually working with a staff member or if you are working as an agency with clients, this works really well. And you've got to have Australian-friendly pricing. A couple of schedulers that I've looked into, I've thought, oh, that looks really good. And I've come to the checkout and it's like $300 or $400 a month. And I'm like, whoa, no, just no, because when it converts, sometimes that's where it hits your hip pocket the most. So free versus paid, what's the difference? So free plans come down to a couple of different things, and this is all around the features. So this might be number of accounts, scheduling capacity, analytics, AI features, collaboration tools, or support. So free plans don't offer a lot of those. So the number of accounts might be limited to one or three. And if you've got any more than that in your social media accounts, you're going to have to pay an extra fee. Scheduling capacity might be only limited or capped to a few posts per week or month, which can be a little bit limiting. It might only have basic or very limited analytics. It might have absolutely no AI features whatsoever because they've got to pay for their AI usage. And there may not be collaboration tools. And really, it gets down to the support will potentially be a community blog or sort of self-serve. Whereas paid plans, and this is after a trial period, mind you, I'm not talking about signing up to these guys straight away and throwing your hard-earned cash at them. But after your trial period, have a look at the paid plans because sometimes you get more profiles, you'll get unlimited uses. You've got unlimited or higher limits on your scheduling capacity. You've got advanced and historical data, which is analytics. And that's that historical data. Some of the schedulers don't go back. They only go from the day that you join. They don't actually seek out analytics through your socials from, say, 2 or 3 months ago or 12 months ago where you can compare. AI features in the pay plans, usually a bit more robust, frequent updates. Some can be capped, and that has annoyed me with a couple of platforms that, you know, when I have gone in hard on the AI side, they've said, oh, no, you've used too much this month. That's it. And I'm like, yeah, no. Collaboration tools are usually included in most paid plans. Same with priority or live support with the support. So there are, I think, benefits to doing the trial period and then looking very hard at the paid plans and seeing what is going to suit you. So tried and tested real scheduler reviews. Okay, so I've used a couple over the last 12 months or more. Now, this is not only with me, it might be with clients or it might be incorporated groups that I'm involved in that are running campaigns. Now, this is one of my favorites. I love Loomly. It's an all-in-one tool. I've loved it. I've worked on it with clients and incorporated groups, working with an external agency. I love it. It's great. It's functional. It's easy to use, but it's pricey, very pricey. It's got great analytics, great collaboration. And as I said, ease of use is just amazeballs. But it starts at about $65 American a month, which I think equates to 100, 120 Australian, which can be steep. And I tossed and turned and I toed and froed for about 3 months on Loomly. And in the end, I just had to let it go because it was just too costly for me. All right, Blaze IA, this is the new kid on the block. I've been using this one for the last 3 months. It's robust and it has a ton of features. You can do anything with Blaze AI. It is very AI heavy and it handles content creation and scheduling in a matter of seconds. You know, you can make blogs, you can auto-publish to blogs, you can seek out your analytics. It's got great social integration, because remember those integrations sometimes are not smooth. It is still developing and I think that's a big con of it. I'd actually like to see it in 12 months or 2 years because I think it's just going to go ahead of leaps and bounds. And you know, sometimes I find when using it, it just lacks these little advanced features or tweaks that I would like to see. For me, And with most schedulers, sometimes they have a hard time distinguishing between one brand having two or three accounts because, as you know, I've got, you know, 5 Minute Business Boost, I've got Sam Hicks Photo, I've got Sam Hicks Behind the Scenes with Sam Hicks .com.au, and it doesn't understand that I've got two TikTok accounts, a private and a business account. So it didn't handle that at all well. I also found rescheduling, clunky. I can't drag and drop. It just doesn't allow me to do that on the calendar. And I think that's a feature I've got used to with Loomly and Publer and others. So this month I'll finish up with them. But if you need an all-rounder, then I think this might be worth considering because my workflow just doesn't match what I'm trying to do in Blaze. I think overall the thing that I really enjoyed about it was that it does match up images to your posts, and if you don't like it, you can regenerate it and it will suggest to you images or create images with AI. And I think for people who are not always walking around with a camera or device in their hand like I am, this will actually save you a ton of time. So worth checking out. Publer, however you want to say it, P-U-B-L-E-R. I love Publer. It's affordable, it's practical, and it's really good for beginners. And I found it easy to use and great for clients because they can sign off or change content. And I've actually seen quite a few clients use it and absolutely kicking goals now. It does integrate into your Canva if you've got a Business Pro account. It works on AI captions and there's a strong free plan, but it's definitely worth going up that next level to the next paid plan. Some of the features are blocked behind the paywall like most applications, but overall great to use and a favourite. Now, other notables, Metrical, Social Bee, Later and Sendable. Now, I'm not going to talk too much about Sendable because I'm going to talk about it in a minute, but Metrical is a solid free plan, strong analytics. I love this one too. It's right up there with Loomly. Oh, but God, pricey as. And it comes down to that really at the moment with cost of living in Australia. It is a bit pricey. Social Bee has the unique co-pilot and it's made mode with content categories. Really love that one. Later is great for visual planning. So if you're very visual, you know, and you love Instagram, Later is really good for that. And of course, Sendable, which I'll talk about in a minute. So how do you choose the right tool? Okay, so it's really tricky. I've got some criteria here. Budget, you need to factor in those exchange rates and those possible hidden charges that do come up. Platform priority, focus on where your audience is the most active. So does the tool cope with Instagram and Facebook? Does it cope with other social media platforms that you are using? Does it have those must-needed features? Like, are you really looking for AI, strong analytics and flexible scheduling? So then that tool must have that. And scalability, like, is it going to grow with your business? If you start off at the base plan, you know, and it's only a couple of bucks a week or a couple of bucks a month, you know, can you go up to the next level easy? Can you cut back? Can you go up? These are the things that you need to know. Is it going to scale with you? And the support. Is it real humans or just frequently asked question pages and community forums? So have a think about that. Will you need some support? Some platforms and some apps, I use Zenfolio as an example all the time. It's my photographic platform. I didn't realize as part of my fee that I pay each year that I've got the ability to tap into experts of the platform and of the website creators. And I have found that invaluable. So when you're looking at your scheduler, find out what support they've got if you're going to need it. So what are my recommendations to small business owners? So I personally would start off like I have, and that is using the in-house scheduling tools with Meta, especially if you're posting to Instagram and Facebook. Look at Business Suite that is behind Meta. It can schedule, I think, up to about 6 weeks now, and the AI is becoming more and more embedded into that. So that's actually quite a good free way of scheduling. So have a good look at that. And if you're happy with doing that, keep doing it because it's free. It takes your time, but it's free. Now, If you have started out using, you know, something free like Meta or Instagram Scheduler or whatever you're doing and it's working, stay there. But if you are thinking you need to go up to the next stage, upgrade only when you need to. Don't be forced. Use your AI to save time and mental energy just for brainstorming posts and topics and working out your buckets or your topic buckets, you know, like, you know, what subjects are you going to talk about through your socials? And, you know, regularly review your analytics, because remember, your data's not going to lie. See what people are responding to, especially see when people are looking at your posts. And then if you want to step it up a notch, then you can start seeking out an Australian-friendly pricing or an annual deal. A lot of times I say to clients, you know, if you're looking for deals, go month to month up until the time, I think October, November, when the Americans have these huge black sales, and sometimes you can get up to 40% off on things. So look for those all the time. Or if they feel they're having a quiet month, they'll start doing deals and you might be able to capture a deal for the next 12 months. So my experience, tools I've tested. Now, I've tried the lot, okay, either for myself, for clients, or for clients have said to me, Sam, can you go in and try this for me and tell me what it's like? I've set it up. Here's my passwords. Log in, play with it, and tell me what you think. Is it suitable for my business? So I've done a lot of that. So the ones I've played with are Loomly, Blaze AI, Publer, Sendable, Metrical, and so many more. Right now, Publer is my go-to for clients. It's budget conscious, easy to use, and packed with features. And, you know, 9 times out of 10, I can go in and set it up for them, and then I hand the reins over to them and off they go. Or I'm doing work for them and I can set up a few posts and they go in, approve, and they get used to the system and then the way they go. So I've helped clients who are burning out on social media to move to those automative AI supported systems or platforms. And that now frees up hours each week for them, and it's given them boosted engagement. Actually, right now, or currently now, I'm using Sendable. I'm doing that as a 6-month trial, and I'm enjoying the ease of setup with Sendable. The integration's worked seamlessly, and the usability is pretty cool. For me, it stands out as an all-in-one social media management platform, and, you know, it is designed, but I am using it to streamline scheduling, you know, hopefully raise engagement and review analytics, and that is what I'm looking forward to. It's got an intuitive interface and robust content calendar. So this makes it really easy for me to plan, preview, and schedule posts across multiple platforms, because that was a deal breaker for me. Now, according to my sources cited below, features like bulk scheduling, team collaboration, and client approval workflows cater especially well to agencies and small businesses managing multiple clients or accounts. So that I'm about to put it through its work space now. I'm going to start branching out a bit and really putting it under pressure to see how that works. So other things that I'm looking forward to, Sendable also excels in analytics, offering detailed customizable reports and a unified social inbox to monitor conversations and mentions. So that I'm going to have a look into. Don't really need that as a feature, but I actually want to see how that works. Now, through my sources also, it states it lacks some advanced features like Pinterest integration, which really I don't need, but I know a lot of my clients and a lot of my creatives in that space love Pinterest, so that might be a deal breaker for them. And also there's a sophisticated AI caption generator found in the newer competitors. Apparently they don't have it, but I don't need that either, so that's okay. So I found Sendable's flexible pricing plans really cool. So they range from individual creator to enterprise levels. So I actually like that I could go up a notch or down a notch if I wanted to. And the platform is apparently, according to my sources again, a strong choice for those seeking a reliable, easy to use tool for social media management, particularly if collaboration and reporting are top priorities. So for me, the collaboration, maybe not so much, depending on how I'm going to take and use this platform over the next 6 months. The reporting is definitely a top priority, so I'm looking forward to that. Okay, so my workflows currently at the moment, I have people ask me all the time about this. So I use Microsoft Word, Copilot that's in Microsoft Word, Perplexity for research, and I have my own customized GTP that come up with ideas, posts, and scheduling opportunities. I then match with images I've taken or create AI-generated ones, and I love and aim for the former though, because I like using my own images because I don't have to worry about copyright or anything like that. I do like a schedule that is flexible and will allow me to change posting times because I change my mind, and I alter them as much as I want to. So having that ability to be able to do that is a good thing. I also want a scheduler that was going to help me fix any potential issues. Like the other day I went in, I did a heap of posting or scheduling, and then it came back and said, well, you really can't post that to your Google business profile because it's the wrong format, wrong shape, whatever it was. And I thought, oh, thanks for highlighting that, because I just would have gone, oh, yeah, that looks all right, send it off, and it might have ended up upside down back to front. So I do like that it'll fix potential issues. And I like the fact that it gives me options for like first comment options, cross-posting and formatting for different platforms, as I just mentioned. So in wrapping up this potty, choose the right social media schedule for you. And it's really about less about the bells and whistles and more about the fit to you, your workflow, etc. And you need to test a few. Unfortunately, sorry, I would love to say use this one, but you need to test a few or do some research about what is going to be the best fit and what will work for you. So until next time, cheerio. Don't forget to check out my annual winter workshops coming up in July. They're online, cost-effective, perfect for small business owners. And your slippers and a beverage is optional. Anyway, until next week, have a good week.
Thanks for listening to the 5-Minute Business Boost. For more information, follow me on socials, sign up for my newsie, or check out my website to see how we can work together to reach your small business goals. Remember, anything is possible, especially in the northeast of Victoria. Until next time, cheerio.